Behaviorally, they were incorrect. The route between Judea and Galilee was about a six-day journey as you kind of avoided the land in between, which is the land of the Samaritans. But if you walked through Samaria, it would only take 3 days. Why did they take the extra 3 days to travel? Because the Samaritans were known for stealing things. That's why it's ironic in the story of the Good Samaritan that he's the one that saves the day. She's got other things that are incorrect. She's a woman. She shouldn't be speaking to Jesus. Relationally, she's incorrect. She's had five husbands, and the one that she's with right now, you see, she's not really married to him. But Jesus is not about merely correcting, because I think Jesus knew what we all can realize. When you correct someone, they double down, and they go in a whole different direction. Now, I want to be sure that I clarify what I'm saying here in my sermon here this morning. I'm not saying that Jesus didn't care about, just kind of being willy-nilly and not correcting things. That's not what I'm saying, that Jesus wasn't about the truth. Jesus loved being correct. Jesus loved the truth. It's just this. He didn't let being correct or the truth get in the way of connecting with people and encouraging them and inspiring them and bringing them forward. That is important for us to put in practice at our church. When Jesus left, did Jesus say this? Correct the word that's incorrect. You correct me here for a second. How about that? Does it say this? Matthew 28. Therefore, go and make sheriffs of all nations. What's incorrect about that statement? Sheriffs. I have nothing against sheriffs, but sheriffs are people that wear badges and they try to keep people in line. They speak from authority and they keep people they want to make sure that everyone's correct. Do you realize how weak our ministry would be at peace if we were just raising up sheriffs to correct everyone? Now, sure, we'd have better behavior in the community, and sure, we'd have proper attire, and sure, we'd have all sorts of things corrected, but the ministry would be about compliance and approval. That doesn't mean anything. Jesus is deeper than that. Jesus is about drawing people to himself. So Matthew 28 says this, therefore go and make, what? Disciples of all nations. Disciples of all nations. Jesus wasn't about just correcting people. He was really about inspiring them to be drawn closer to him. Tommy Lasorda, I've shared the story before here at Peace, and Tommy Lasorda was a famous Major League Baseball coach for the Los Angeles Dodgers back in the 1980s and 90s. He's Italian and just a great personality for Major League Baseball. Tommy Lasorda heard that there was a young kid coming up through the minors. It was going to be the best, perhaps people are already talking about him being one of the best all-time pitchers in the major leagues. And this kid had two things that were dynamic, great attributes. He had velocity, and he had accuracy. And based on those two attributes, Tommy Lasorda, when he saw this guy, pretty much said, he's a Hall of Famer right out of the gates. But this young kid had two things that were against him. They were in his demeanor, the way he held himself. He was timid, and he was shy, painfully shy. He lacked the fierce competitiveness that was needed to be a major league pitcher in tight situations. So in this moment, Lasorda had to decide how to really move this guy along in the process of developing him. One strategy was to lecture him about being tougher and to tell him and to kind of correct his course. Another strategy was to get a veteran to talk to this young pitcher to kind of get tougher and be meaner on the mound, but Lasorda landed on a different strategy altogether. Lasorda just simply gave this guy a nickname. That was it. He said, from now on, you're going to be a bulldog. You're the bulldog. You know what he was doing? His strategy was not to correct, but to inspire this pitcher through practice and habits to become a bulldog. And man, did he come a bulldog. Do you know who I'm talking about? Yeah. Oral Hershiser. True story. Back in the 1980s, Oral Hershiser is a Hall of Fame pitcher because he got a nickname, the Bulldog. I believe that's what Jesus is doing with the woman at the well in John chapter 4. He's not just about correcting her. He's drawing her in, inspiring her to be satisfied in life, to be filled with him.